You know, people don't like to be manipulated. A lot of marital strifes. Don't manipulate me. Don't you do that. Not me. It's a point. What do you want from me? The manipulator. She's a manipulator. He's a manipulator. Don't that. Who do you think you are? You're starting up with me? I'm a great guy. Now, I don't want to tell you, I'm not advising the Olam to go this way. But I've seen people that didn't mind the whole business. Go manipulate. Chaim Halpern once told me, if they're going to fool you, let them fool you. They're fooling you. I see people are trying to pull something on me, I let them know, you think I'm so stupid? Or you think I'm a nobody? But Reb Chaim Halpern told me, let them fool you. So what? It's all covered. So they fooled me. So they're manipulating. My spouse is a master manipulator. She's got me wrapped around her finger. I know nicer with a guy that they mentioned that. And his wife has got him. He was a very, very chush of a person, a famous big name in Tal Yisrael. And so his wife decided on something that he went along with it. And it was a major move. And somebody made a remark. Aha! We see your bosses around. And he turned colors. Now, Novartigas wouldn't turn colors. Oh, so she's boss. Oh. So she's boss. What's this? So let her be boss. What's this? Thank yous? What's going on here? Oh, they're loving it. What's this? That's so nice. What is it? What's going on here?
You want the admirer to say thank you.
Thank you to what?
Thank you.
He's a midget. I'm supposed to figure it out. Thank you! Karas Taiva! To Me'ibiyika, Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, with his patience and his expertise and his. He's the man for the most valuable player. Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, Hashem should bless him together with everybody sitting here. All holy Jews. The best of Klal Yisrael is here. And I'm including you guys there with Z. What's machti? Pleasure to see you. Come inside, make yourself comfortable. Everyone's, and around here, we're all the same. It's all the same baloney. And we're all the same Gedol Yisrael. But they want to manipulate me. Of course, come manipulate the Rebbe. Thank you for Torah anytime. Thank you for Torah anytime. Thank you for Kamish Gacha Pratis. Thank you for Kalal Lashon. The room that's, thank the Rabbeinu Shalalim Shanemol. The room that's, they used to manipulate him. You know that? There was a whole tumult. Who's going to get the Rebbe? Because the guy that comes out ahead is the Gabbai. I heard there's rumors with me too. They want to make big bucks out of me. What a waste. This guy's worth money. All his brachas come true. I had one after another. Big mifsim. I remember the kids. This guy stopped having kavozins, Baruch Hashem. I gave a bracha. And the doctor just checked him out. And he's fine. Another guy stopped. He's in a coma. And after my bracha, he's starting to move. They're seeing signs of improvement. The doctor's, I'm a big Baal Mephis over here. So they're fighting over me, the Gabayim. Anyway, here's a true story. I heard it anyway. That's right. Rimlitzer was an Isha Shalom. He let them do whatever they wanted. And there was a fight. Who's getting the Rebbe? And the Shmua goes, they kidnapped him. There was a car waiting outside. Rebbe, you're coming with us. We need the money. And the other Gabbai, what are you doing? He's ours, you know. The Shal is, who owns the Rebbe? Since when does the Rebbe have a say? You make your mifsim. We'll take care. We'll make, you can make the mifsim up. We own you. We're getting the money. before anyone sees, the Rebbe never sees the money. I told you what, there was in the newspapers. Somebody wrote newspapers. Gabbai, looking for Rebbe, 50-50. Chaim, Chaim, Shalom, Baruch, Tzadi, Noi. Allah, Hirma, Al-Khoi, Lam, Shakil, Midrari. Jack is in business. Everybody by me drinks Jack. For Elo, you gotta drink two Jacks. Juba! Jack is balazing. Only drink one of me? Get moving. You know how much thankfulness you need to give the Yebishter? You gotta thank your head off for all your things that are not working. Those are your finest moments when things aren't working. Our big Shagetz, he was the premier of England, saying, when things went bad in World War II, he said, this is our finest moment. Where did he get that from? I don't know. They say he had American Indian roots. This Shagetz, I don't want to say his name. What? Delta. So these are our finest moments. There's no Yiddish. No Yiddish allowed. Yiddish Shalem Adas, they said in the Vatican. Anyway, if someone's manipulating you, it's fine. You could manipulate me. I heard from Rebbe Rabbeza. But I'm a shmata. So be a shmata. What's wrong with that? I'm officially a shmata. What's wrong? Now learn Shara Kniya, and it won't bother you. The reason why people don't like, people are impatient. Learn Shara Kniya. V'machnia. To the red light. To your Rebbetzin. To the kids being a little bit like this. To the whatever it is. V'machnia. Achno. In a Vardik they held Achno. As much as they held from Betochen, they held Achno. Welcome, welcome. All the good people have arrived. Come inside. Jack's waiting for you. He wants to be. Anyway, you know why I eat? Because I want to be masakin all those neshamas. I'm a very, is a maaser with the Heilig Rishonah. It's not a joke. Heilig Rishonah was once eating cherries off a tree, cherry tree. And he ate and he ate and he ate and he ate. Heilig, I'm a Rishonah. He didn't stop eating until he couldn't go weiter. And he started crying and he asked Mechila, the leftover cherries, sorry, I can't eat you. You know that? They say the Rimitzah took fish, whole fish. They looked like they were dead, but they were whole. And he says, you, I'm not eating you yet. You're not ready for that. You are. I mean, he knew who they were. That's what they say. It's possible. So anyway, don't be afraid. Let them manipulate you. So what? What do you care? There is a time and place to be assertive. And there was a time and place not to care. There was a big Rosh Hashiva in Chevron. I won't say his name. I heard it from one of his Talmidim. That they say his wife had him wrapped around her finger. She wiped the floor with him. She let him have it. And he gave in. Every move he made, she had to be on top of it. She was watching him. No, go this way. Oh, thank you. No, you're going that way. Oh, thank you. No, I think we got to do things like this. And he went along with the whole business. He was Slabotka. This is not Navardi. Slabotka also knew about B'machnia. With all their godless Adam. They knew you got to be machnia. So what? So she lived a beautiful life. She thought she had, but he really came out ahead because he worked on his midas. Then when his Talmidim came late for the shiur, he destroyed them. He wasn't a pushover at all. It's brought down his firm accusation. The midah of Achnor is especially for the house. Isn't that interesting? You would think there you got to be the, that's also true. You got to be in charge. But you got to learn how to be machnia. You know what they told me in Avardik? You want to raise your kids? Teach them with your own midas. Rosh Hashanah Freifeldman gave such a shmooze. You want to be mechanach? Let's see how you act. That's the best chinuch. Now, Navarik, boy, did they hold from that. You can't control your temper. You want him to control whatever he's doing. So anyway, so they believe being a Balmasnur. Now, I spoke to a big Navardiga. What's Master? I spoke to one of these big Navardiga's sons, who himself was a big Ovid. And he told, and the father was telling me how you got to be a piece of dirt, even in front of your kids, and go ask the Mechila. And the kids, who are super big Ovid Hashem, in fact, I called some of them just before. And they said, not for you. Don't you do that. Maybe my father used to do it. Don't you do that. You know, Sadeh Mechila, Rav Golinsky, once sold somebody. A big person used to ask Mechila from his kids all the time. Rav Golinsky told a friend of mine, let him do it. You don't do it. People are different. Not everybody's ready to be a piece of mush. If by nature you're a whole piece of mush, it might be an inyan not to go that way. See where Rav Hutner was very in his home. They tell a story. I don't know if it's true. As soon as he got married, he took the dishes and he started washing them. And as he washed them, accidentally on purpose, he smashed the dish. And he told his wife, something tells me I'm not cut out for this. And that was the end. From now on, it's your job, lady. You're going to make me Mr. Good Husband? Not ready for that. You'll be a nice wife. It's your job. Everybody has his mahalos. There's stories of tzaddikim where they used to help. And Meister of Chatzkel, someone had tinnitus on his wife. Whatever, she's not this, not that. And she's a nervous wreck. So he told her, I have an eighth of you. Take a broom, Erev Shabbos, and help her out. Then you'll have a good wife. You're a little nicer to her. But different mahalos and different people, depends what the matzah is. Be masmiyah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a person who has been calling me forever. And he is stressed till Shemayim. He's really bad. He's a bundle of nerves. And he called me recently. I said, you know what you do next time you're stressed? Say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that stress. Panic attacks? I love panic attacks. Say it. You know what he told me? He called me up. It's doing wonders for him. Accept it. Accept those panic attacks. Now, he tells me another thing. But now I go around all day worried about I might get a panic attack soon. Even though it disappeared because I'm learning how to get along with those panic attacks. You know what kills? The whole thing is fighting. When you fight a situation, you're dead. We have a bunch of sweet kids over there. Wow. Thanks for coming, kids. You know, kids, forget about it. What do you bring the top for? The sar is you enjoy life when there's kids around. It adds color. Aren't kids great? Hashem created the world with little babalach all over the place. You come into shul, those little sweeties. Unbelievable. Avish that makes them sweet and cute. He's so wonderful, Hashem. It's so nice. Created little kids. By me, you understand that any guy less than 60 is also a cute kid in my books. You know who I am. I'm ahead of all of you. I'm a ganzer Zucken. You know when people stand up for me, you know what I say? They go like this, oh, he's coming out. They see me all stand up. You know what I tell them? I say, I know. You're not standing up because of my age. No, no, no. That doesn't do much for me, you know. I know the real reason. Because I'm a great guy. Because I'm a chacham. I know the real reason. Because you hold from me. That's the real reason. It's not because of my age. No, no, no. I know the real reason. I don't know if he knows. But I already passed it. I come out better like that. I stick with whatever makes me happy. I'm not interested in asking what's really happening. Just like what I spoke in this camp. Before I left the camp, I spoke all Shabbos. I was busy. In fact, they said, okay, now you got a break, but soon we're going to speak for those guys. These guys, the little guys, the little big guys, all Shabbos, they had me running upstairs, downstairs. Now you're speaking here. Now you're speaking there. Before I left, I made my last speech, and I said, Rabbi Shai, I am so happy. I did such a beautiful job. It's unbelievable. I was a great speaker. I was gewaltig. And I'm not going to bother asking anybody what their opinion is. My opinion is what counts around here. I hold I did a good speech. And I'll tell you why. Because let's say you liked it, you didn't like it. If you liked it, fine. You didn't like it, then I'm from Tzaira Agra. Ha'ibish don't like it. He says, I'm trying. If I try and it doesn't work, I'm even bigger. I'm 100 times more scar if I mess up on a speech. You can't go wrong with the Abishti, you don't go wrong. And I serve Hashem. I serve you guys. Watch your move. How many people know how to give unconditional love? If you behave, they like you. You don't behave, they don't like you. You know how many times kids, you know what the problem with kids is? Kids are covered. They're not behaving, and everybody sees. This is, oh, I love this. When they're coming for the Seder, and Zaydi is there, that's me. Or Elta Zaydi, they're all coming in, and the mothers, and the kids, the bubbies, and you show off to Zaydi, what a nice kid you are. And right in front of Zaydi, Third World War broke out. And two banditten, one angle who just got kicked out of school yesterday. I'm joking. Hey, thank you, Reb Sipcha. You're a man. You're the man of the hour. So they just kill each other, right? And the daughter and the son-in-law and the this one, they're turning blue. They're turning red. We were trying so hard. We were telling Zaydi how good you are. You're the best boy in the class. You know, Zaydi's you lie to. You don't tell the truth to them. So now Zaydi sees how you're acting up. Miller the Seder decided to fight with Gitti. Now listen to this. Now, by sight, listen to this story. It's a fresh off the press. It just happened 2 weeks ago. I was a Rebbe in a summer camp. And I told the kids like this, look, I'm saying goodbye to you guys. I have bars of chocolate like this. You see me, I'm big into that. You learn, you get chocolate. You get in touch with me, I give bars of chocolate. You learn XL, speak to your parents, chocolate. Well, one other thing. Daven for the person you can't stand. You know what I'm talking about, your sister, your brother, the big one, the little one. Sometimes the mother and the father, sometimes all of the above. Kids have their issues, you know. I want you to daven for the person you can't stand. I had to do it early in the week. And the next day I asked them, how many boys have found that person that you can't stand has suddenly become your best friend? Half the kids raised their hands. It's about 8 kids. All raised their hands. That person became my friend. Because I didn't say a word. Daven for the guy you can't stand. You want to bring Mashiach? You can do Torah. You can do, okay. What do you do to be nitzel for Chavli Mashiach? Torah and Chesed. Okay, very good. But you want to bring Mashiach? You got to stop breaking Midas. Forget it. You know how many people out there are so good. And they daven, they learn, they do Chesed. But I'm great, except for that guy. I can't stand him. That's Kairach. Kairach had it all. He was a Kaidish. He didn't know how to learn. He wasn't a Baal Chesed. He wasn't a doctor. But he was a Malachal. He can't be Kairach. But he just one problem with you. I don't do well. My ships. Is a number one issue. Get involved in Hatava. Mokrim Hakpada. Dafka, be good. Now, some people have a very, very fiery Yetzer Hara, and it hurts them. I have seen many, many people out there. I am so jealous, it's scary. Siddhas Chinam is scary. I just can't help it. I just can't stand that guy. I can't look him in the face. I can't be Michael that guy. You know which people talk like this? You'd be shocked. If they're not into Musa, Now listen to this. There's a Yid in Flatbush. Laser Freed. Come, is the answer to my tefillahs. I says, Eibishter, I want Navardik back, the whole type of Ad. I want the real thing. How are you going to get it? Between you and me, I know what I know. Maybe I'm talking no much more. But still, if you bring back the real Navardik, it's a whole, especially the Bir Hamidus, to find out what's really making a person tick. They were very good in that. Mamish, right after I daven, Laser Freed pops up. He has 10 young alike coming to his vaden. They love him. They learn Musa an hour and a half. How do you get away with that? No, part half an hour. Musa, but he spends a long time with each person. He takes him apart and he gets to the point and the guy knows who he is for the first time in his life. You have no idea how chashim that is. I'm a little bit into that. Knowing yourself, I'm into a lot of that stuff. Know who you are. It saves you from so much tsaris. You know why you're all nervous? Because you're looking to be nervous. You've always been like that. Now it's this, now it's that. Now blame your wife, blame this. You have to have a problem. That's you. Things like that, Lamasha. When you know yourself, things don't bother you. Anyway, somebody came from Flatbush, took a special trip to see Laser Free. What? What? I don't hear you. Laser Free leaves in Muncie. Right. Oh, yeah, he makes from Flatbush to Muncie. Special trip. It's not an easy trip. But I told him, go to Laser Free because he's going to be starting his own Bir Hamidus. He spent a long time. He said he's been learning Musa 30 years, whatever. All that Musa ain't worth nothing compared to that 1 hour he spent with Laser Free. Well, Laser Free took him apart and showed him what the real problem is that he never knew. You know how many people spend a lifetime learning the long world Musa's farm? They envy, oh, he's learning this, let's try that. Here's a guy finishing Shas. I got to do that. That was my problem. Wanted to finish Shas. Wanted to see him at Shas's. Or Shlomo Freifel was there. He knew me well. And he says, boy, I got to try that. And he's looking at me. He says, everyone's a little excited. I got to do a Shas. Shlomo Freifel told me, Yehuda, it's not for you. Don't you dare get near Shas. You want to kill yourself? You want to get, go copy someone else. Put yourself in a box that you don't belong in. David is not interested in you doing what's not for you. Somebody told me, Chafetz Chaim interested. Chafetz Chaim Olam, I just got a call today. They are the sweetest, most lovely human beings. I'm madly in love with the Chafetz Chaim Chevra. They're very similar to Navardik because they're real, real Slobodka. And they tell me all they're about, day and night, breaking Midas and Zikir Rabbim. That's exactly what I'm all about. Between breaking Midas and Zikir Rabbim, that's the main agenda. Anyway, they told me that I helped them a lot. What I help you guys do. It's interesting, that Nakuda, that you have to do what you have to do. You have to be you, be you, be you. Stop being everyone else. Kill you. You see everyone around you. You may need a total different mahalach. I heard on one of the Gedolei Yisrael, I will not say his name in public because, whatever. Gadol Shebeg Doilem. They asked, how's he doing? Someone asked, was checking up on him. He said, well, he's wandering around the Beis Medrash, schmoozing, not sitting normal with a chavrusa. And he doesn't learn that much, but that he's doing perfect because that's what he's supposed to be doing. I think it was the Altman Slobodka who understood people. That's good for him. That's him. Don't be someone else. Look at him learning like this. That's not you. That's him. You're supposed to be a little more relaxed. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to learn. He was heavily involved in Chumash and Tanakh. I used to find a god like him that he keeps getting involved in Pesukim, Chumash, Tanakh. The Alter, they got involved in Maharals. The Alter knew each person. You go this way, you go that way. You go singing and dancing. That's for you. Whatever. Anyway, I once sent a younger man to Breslau. I paid for his ticket. And he became a Breslauer, thanks to me. I created one new Breslauer. After creating a couple of thousand of Artigas, I decided, how about a Breslauer? I like them too. So he became a rebbe. I saved the guy's life. He came home. He said, till today, he's a new person. I sent him to Bessel. I got the money for him. It was $2,000, whatever, just for that trip to go to Uman, Rosh Hashanah. Went to Bessel. He became a new person. Rest of his feet, that's for him. He's not. We're different people. Everybody's different. You go your way. Nobody has any right to tell anyone else. But there's so many people out there that if they only had the right hadrasa, they'd be so happy. Don't imitate nobody. Imitation is suicide. Sometimes it's good to imitate, sometimes not. Depends. You gotta have a rebbe, diving your head off, and then the Eibishter will help. Anyway. So he says, Rav David Blacha says that most people spend their life working on things that's not for them. Here comes Elul. Here comes Elul. You know what I recommend for Elul? Everybody's different. I gave somebody a meridika. The guy needs menucha. I says, I want, he desperately needs it. I says, 1 minute a day, you're going to be a menucha. You're going to sit back at that red light and say, I like this. Do it for 30 days. You'll be a new person. Just 1 minute. The rest of the time, be that maniac American. You know, when she came to, what's her name? Nechama Shein, the great Tzadikus, the daughter of J.J. Herman, all for the boss. When she came to the Mir Yeshiva, they all remarked that my kind of left. All she does is run all day. An American person is jumpy. She looked so different to them because she was an American woman from New York, you know, from, she was, so that, you know, they walk in America, you ever see people walk, they don't even know where they're running anymore. Just, oh, I got to go. Where do you go? Oh, I don't really know, but it doesn't pass for a guy like me to stay in one spot and relax. That's not part of the club. That's not what we're all about. Everybody's busy running all over. I'll tell you something. Don't make away with that. We have that generally.